With less than 3 weeks to go before Election Day, Vice President Kamala Harris made appearances across Wisconsin yesterday. It's Friday, October 18th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, two people have been charged in connection with 3-year-old Elijah Vu's death. Wisconsin childhood vaccination rates are falling behind other states, and we'll have details about the race for Wisconsin's first congressional district. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Vice President Kamala Harris stormed through Wisconsin yesterday to energize voters ahead of the November election. As Hope Kerwin reports, the Democratic candidate for president visited 3 cities across the state.
Harris started the day talking to students at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She then held a rally with more than 3,000 people on the UW-La Crosse campus. During her remarks, Harris hammered former President Donald Trump for his call to end the Affordable Care Act. She turned to a popular slogan of her campaign, adding a Wisconsin twist.
We're not going back, and just like Wisconsin's state motto tells us, we will move forward!
The vice president focused most of her message on economic issues, saying she would support small businesses and lower housing costs if elected. Harris held a third event in Green Bay on Thursday evening, continuing her campaign's focus on blue wall states with less than 3 weeks before the election. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The race for Wisconsin's first congressional district is among the state's most competitive this year. Evan Casey has more on the race between Republican incumbent Brian Steil and Democratic challenger Peter Barca.
Steil is a Republican who has represented the Southeast Wisconsin district since 2018. In an interview with WPR, he said he's focused on 2 key issues.
To me, this election is about 2 key things. It's about the need to secure the U.S.-Mexico border because it's having a real and substantive impact in our communities, and it's about the need to bring down costs and rein in the reckless spending that we've seen in Washington.
Barca is a Democrat who represented the district from 1993 until 1995. After he left office, he served in the Wisconsin State Assembly, and most recently as a Secretary of the State Department of Revenue. Barca says he's running to protect Medicare and Social Security and to end the dysfunction in Washington.
Virtually everybody I talk to agrees we have a do-nothing dysfunctional Congress, and it's an embarrassment to this country. There are so many key issues that are pending that desperately need the attention of Congress.
Steil easily won his previous elections, but this race could be closer, in part because of the latest congressional map. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Elijah Vu's mother and her boyfriend have been charged in connection with the child's death. The 3-year-old from Two Rivers was missing for 7 months before his remains were found in September. Katrina Bauer is charged with chronic neglect of a child resulting in death, child neglect, and obstructing an officer. Her boyfriend Jesse Vang is charged with physical abuse of a child, repeated acts causing death, hiding a corpse, and obstructing an officer. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline Labrie said the two will have their bail hearing today.
This is an incredibly tragic situation that has shaken our community. My thoughts and deepest condolences go out to Elijah's family for enduring unimaginable pain.
Elijah was reported missing on February 20th. His remains were found on privately owned hunting land. When it comes to childhood vaccination rates, Wisconsin is lagging behind other states. That's according to a recent CDC report. Anna Marie Yanni has more.
Last year, vaccination rates for Wisconsin kindergartners trailed national averages. That means they were less likely to be protected against diseases like whooping cough, tetanus, polio, and measles. And the portion of unvaccinated school children has risen since the pandemic. Wisconsin Immunization Program Manager Stephanie Schauer says small changes make a big difference.
When you look at the number of children, I mean, this is the population of Wisconsin children for kindergarten, even a small change is a large number of kids. It's too many kids that we want to be unprotected.
She says Wisconsin's rates could be lower than other states because of misinformation, access, and decreased trust in vaccines. Anna Marie Annie, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin now has more than 73,000 clean energy jobs. A new report says the sector was boosted in large part last year by the Inflation Reduction Act. The findings come from the latest Clean Jobs Midwest report released by nonpartisan business group Environmental Entrepreneurs and Evergreen Climate Innovations. It found Wisconsin added almost 2,200 clean energy jobs during the first full year after the landmark climate law was passed. Michaela Preskill with Environmental Entrepreneurs says Wisconsin, like other Midwestern states, is seeing large gains.
Wisconsin grew clean energy jobs almost four times faster than the overall economy.
The Milwaukee metro area ranked seventh in the Midwest with more than 23,000 clean energy jobs. Wisconsin is lagging behind Michigan and Illinois, but the state has more clean energy jobs than Iowa or Minnesota. Coming up, we've got a special piece from Wisconsin Life about a Cuban refugee who landed in Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Make an appointment with Public Radio's favorite family doc on the next Zorba Pastor on Your Health.
Okay, Carol, do you like taking calls from our listeners?
I do.
How about sharing our wonderful heart-healthy recipes?
Absolutely.
Do you like to keep up with the latest medical research?
Always.
If you do, Carol, stay tuned.
Saturday afternoon at 1 and Sunday night at 6 on WPR News.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a Cuban refugee who lives in La Crosse. He's also one of the people featured on the podcast WPR Reports Uprooted.
When Ernesto Rodriguez of La Crosse was 24 years old, he left the only home he'd ever known, Cuba.
And then when they asked me, do you want to leave Cuba? I go, yeah, because I don't want to be there.
He, along with 125,000 of his fellow Cubans, hopped on boats bound for the United States in 1980. They were part of the mass exodus known as the Mariel Boatlift, a rare moment when President Fidel Castro allowed residents to leave the island. Among that group that fled, almost 15,000 ended up at Fort McCoy in Sparta, Wisconsin, including Erne. And while living there, Erne spent a lot of time in the kitchen. The staff were cooking the refugees American food, like hamburgers and hot dogs, food they hadn't developed a taste for yet. So, a cook named Tony asked Erne a question.
And Tony asked me, what kind of food you guys like? It's Cuban food. I said, what the Cuban food? And then I show him, like, how to make a congri and a chicken fricassee and mashed potato, but not like mashed potato from here is different.
And it's in this kitchen that Erne met someone who was born and raised in Sparta, someone who had become family.
I'm just Brian Brandstetter. Ernie's my brother from another mother.
Mm-hmm.
My family was one of the sponsors of Erne mm-hmm. back in 1980.
We are a good friend, we are a good brother because I love the guy like he's my own brother.
Well, I've been your brother longer than not. Yeah, 41 years, 1980, wow.
In order for Erne to get out of Fort McCoy, he had to find a sponsor who would vouch for him and help him find housing and a job. That's where the Brandstetters come in. Brian's parents, Roger and Annette Brandstetter, became Erne's sponsors. Erne went to live with the family in Sparta.
Yeah, they moved into my bedroom and they wore our clothes that they could fit in. My parents would go shopping for them. You know, they fed them. They gave them love.
Yeah, Mom. She was the best mom. I never had a mom.
Erne's new mom, Annette, is one of the most important people in his life.
I told Annette and my mom, every birthday, she making me an upside-down pineapple cake. Every birthday.
Yeah.
Sometimes I say, Mom, I don't want this no more. You. And she called me, Benny, happy birthday. Come and get your cake. They said, wow, man, I'm lucky. Because they give me everything. I don't need nothing. They give me everything.
Roger got Erne a job at his car dealership. And this was a big deal, since it was not always easy for Cubans to find jobs.
And my dad had a very optimistic view. He goes, oh, we'll teach him English. We'll get him into church. We'll get him working.
But Brian says once they got to church, the new community wasn't necessarily welcoming of his new brother.
My parents lost a lot of their right-leaning friends because they're like, how could you do this? You let them into your house. You let them work for you. It was crazy. They didn't feel good about it. Our mom was a very stern woman, and she wasn't going to take any crap from anybody. So she'd get all uppity, and she wouldn't care, and she'd create enemies.
Despite the pushback, Brian and Erne remained tight. They're family now.
Because nobody does that for a black guy in another country. And I always call you are my real mom.
Erne's journey to the United States wasn't easy. He's been through a lot, but he found sponsors who loved him and cared for him. Sponsors who would help him start a new life in Wisconsin. To learn more about Erne's life in Cuba, how he served in the military, was sent to prison, and took a treacherous boat ride to get to the United States, check out the podcast WPR Reports Uprooted. All 8 episodes plus historical photos can be found at wpr.org/uprooted. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
A new digital history exhibit featuring Erne and other Cuban exiles in Wisconsin has launched this week through the La Crosse Public Library. An opening exhibition for Uprooted, the interactive online exhibit, takes place tomorrow at La Crosse's main library. And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. We're back in your podcast feed on Monday morning, so until then, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.